It doesn't tell you when it's recording like the other one did. Remember when the
yeah, it does. It's top. It's in the top corner.
No. It. You remember when Zoom? When we were using Zoom, and it'd be like recording in progress.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome to Hangar 66. I'm Red.
And I'm Blackbeard.
And I hope everyone's having a great freaking morning, because I'm having a great freaking morning. Yeah. I just had me a rain here with this sour gummy worm flavor. It doesn't at all taste like sour gummy worms. I'm just going to let you know. But it is pretty good. It's 300 milligrams of caffeine. Gets you going in the morning.
Rain.
Yeah, I like rain. I'm a rain fan. If I was an athlete, I would try to get sponsored by rain. In fact, that's what we should do, is we should try to get the...
I drink these.
What is it? You know what? We could probably talk to both companies and be like, hey, sponsor us.
Give us all of them.
You don't have to give us money. You could just give us a drink. So that's all we want. I just want
more
the drink.
Caffeine.
That's it. I just want the drink. Rain.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's the total body fuel. It fuels your body in the morning, at night,
Hotel.
During fitness things that you might fitness pizza in your mouth.
Ooh.
All of it. Fitness hot dog in your mouth. It's got 300 milligrams of natural caffeine, increased concentration, reduced fatigue, B vitamins, B3, B6, B12, branched chain amino acids, and electrolytes.
Electrolytes. Yeah. It has Brondo. Yeah.
And you know how many calories it has in it?
Does it have what plants crave?
10 calories. It does have what plants crave? Electrolytes. I just said that. So... Yeah. Rain.
Yeah.
Drinking. Whatever one he's drinking. I don't know which one he's drinking.
Celsius.
Do you like Celsius?
I do. They got so many flavors.
which flavor are you drinking?
It burns currently? Body fat too.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Live fit.
Like automatically burns body fat?
Essential energy accelerates metabolism and burns body fat.
Whoa.
Zero sugar.
Nice.
This is Cosmic Vibe Sparkling Fruit Punch Edition.
How many calories? How many calories is it?
10.
10 calories, see? Rain and Celsius. We could have rain and Celsius on this channel, on this stuff. If you're an energy drink provider or maker and you listen to us at all, hit us up. We'll test your product on here. Mm-hmm. You could send us. Also, you know, we're in the business. Remember back in episode, what was it, like 3? We're in the business of creating our own energy drink. Remember, it's called Code One Energy.
Yes.
Remember that? Yeah. You'll never crash on this. You'll never crash on this energy drink. Right?
Oh.
What was it? Hold on. I'm trying to think of the flavors. Was it Strike Eagle Strawberry?
There you go. There's one.
And Lawn Dart Lemon Lime.
Butt fucking B1.
Butt fucking B1.
Gonna get boned.
B1 blue Blazberry.
The bone Blazberry.
Yeah, bone Blazberry. And then what was it? Warthog Grape? Some shit like that. Yeah, dude. Remember, Code One Energy. We haven't created it yet, but it's patented. Trademark. We thought of it first. Fuck you. You didn't think of it. Hell yeah, dude. Hey, listen. So you're back in America.
Back.
I'm back in America. Did you take another trip?
Yeah.
Since last time?
Same place. Back and forth.
You just went there back and forth. You just went and got your shit and then came back?
Janitor stuff.
You just went there, got your shit, and then came back.
Yes.
Did you grab your fur coat?
I did.
Nice, dude.
It's very nice.
Nice.
So warm, so comfy. It's too warm for this part.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice. Is it like cloudy up there today?
Yes. It's always like foggy.
Oh, because you're near the bay, huh? Down by the bay.
Oh, south of the bay. Next to a different bay.
A bay of like the ocean.
Yeah. Not the bay bay.
I'm bay, like bay. I not the bay bay. I'm near the desert bay. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
dry bay.
Doing janitor stuff up here. You know, where the dry old bays. Wind blows. You know, yeah, dude. So Christmas is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. What are you doing for Christmas, my friend? What are you doing?
I have no plans. Zero plans besides like present stuff for the kids.
We don't even have any Christmas music on here. None. We don't have any Christmas music on here. You know that? No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? It's not on. Wait.
There you go.
That's not Christmas music.
Not this one, the other one. Not that one. This one.
Oh, yeah, okay. we've got Christmas music on here. I love this. Hope everyone has a Merry Christmas. I'm going to be in Arizona with the family, kicking back.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to be doing? Giving kids presents?
Yep.
Yelling at kids because they're going to be playing on the presents and not doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know? Mm-hmm.
Making a mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have a teenager and a almost 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to fuck shit up. Actually, they like to have friends over to fuck shit up, too. Or they like to fuck shit up and then go, hey, can I go hang out with my friends? And then you're
fuck
like,
up their house.
Then you're like, no, get your shit done. And then they're like, yeah, I will. And then they fucking somehow finesse their mom into like letting them hang out.
Weasel
without,
out of it.
Without doing their shit. And then, and then you're like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Use you know? Jedi mind tricks on him.
They do. They use Jedi mind tricks on their mom a lot. They probably do on me too, without me knowing.
You just don't
because their mom probably doesn't tell me stuff, and then I'm like, they're like, "Hey, can you just take me here? Can I go here? Can I go here?" And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever. I don't give a shit. Whatever, you know." And then they're gone, and then their mom's like, "Well, did they get their shit done?" And then you're like, "What shit?"
Yeah.
And then they don't get their stuff done, and then they get yelled at. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, why did you do that? Then they're like, you did this. Huh? You said, yeah. Yeah. You have teenagers, too, yeah? You have two. You have multiple teenagers, don't you?
Almost two.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're in the same boat, really, aren't we? We're kind of in the same boat. Just
close.
Do they, like, throw each other?
They're always fighting.
Mine are always fighting. They will never stop. Anytime, then one doesn't even have to say something to the other. And, like, my teenager, my daughter will be like, shut up, stupid. And then, you know, because I think we have the same where our daughter's older and our son is younger, right?
Yep.
Yeah. They're always fucking fighting. I fucking hate it.
There was a funny, clip that I found. That I sent to my son. I'm gonna have to find it. Where the fuck is it?
I keep telling my daughter, I was like, my son's gonna be, or your brother's gonna be older than you and he's gonna fuck you up. And she's like, yeah, we'll see when that happens.
You'll see.
It's coming. It's coming around the corner, dude. It's coming around the corner.
She'll be coming around the mountain.
That dude's getting bigger every day, bro. I go to lift that fucker. I love my son. I go to lift him. He's like, I'm like, what the fuck are they feeding you, dude? This dude is, he's not fat, but he is heavy, bro.
Fuck.
He is heavy. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, man, I need to start lifting heavier, dude. You know what I mean? I need to start getting in the gym more, because he's going to, I think he's going to get to the size where, like, on his mom's side, he's going to be taller, right? Because they're, like, taller than me, but then have my stocky build, and he's going to, like, 6'4", 6'3", he's going to be like, give me that plate, Dad. You know, he's going to be, like, 3 or 4 inches taller than me. I'm going to be like, you motherfucker. So I'm after to start getting shit going so I can put him down when he starts to get wild, you know?
That's how it happens. That's the beginning.
They start wilding out, man.
I know.
I mean, luckily, we haven't gotten there yet. He's only in third grade, so. Third or fourth grade. But he'll get there, man. He's tall. He's grown fast.
Big boy.
Huh?
Big boy.
And when he was born, the doctor was like, held him, and he was like, holy shit, this dude has mass, bro. Like, he was heavy. He wasn't like, he wasn't like a roly-poly super fat kid, but the doctor was like, this kid's fucking heavy. And I was like, yeah. And the scale said 10.8.
Yeah.
Okay. That's almost 11 pounds. Is that big for a baby?
I don't know.
Then the nurse put 8 something.
Ooh.
Now,
I can't find the fucking thing. I don't know how to do this.
What are you doing?
What happened?
I don't know. Your shit keeps doing that since you moved up.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
How about now?
Woo! Whoa, hey. What keeps happening with your shit?
I don't know. Look, my background disappeared, too.
Yeah, I see your garage.
Yeah. What? What the what? Hi, Doug.
There you go.
There we go.
There we go. I like the two different ones. See how we have two different fucking hangers there?
What the fuck? Like
man, I don't know.
There we go.
Dude, I made a new, like, picture. Where did I put it? Well, are you okay? Are you dying?
All right, I'm back. Dying? What happened? I don't know. Whew. Hello?
Hold on. I can hear you.
Your audio was all scratchy.
Now it is?
No, you're good.
All right. Hold on. I made this. I made some cool shit, dude, with Canva. You ever work with Canva? That's how I make. Okay. So Canva's an app, and that's how I make our. That's how I make our fucking our what do you call it? Thumbnails. I made a thumbnail. Hold on. Yeah. I'm trying to get this fucking picture, dude, that I made.
Good chat.
Huh?
I don't know what you're saying.
You can't hear me right now?
I can, but I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Okay, anyways. I made a picture, a fucking cool hanger last night. I thought it was cool. I'm going to show you this fucking shit right here. I'm going to add it. Maybe it'll be the background. La la la. Bull bottom jeans, boots and the fur. Yes, so what else is going on, man? Anything cool?
Nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting whatsoever.
Probably gonna go for a ride later.
Oh, what the fuck, bro? Never mind, I can't. This is weird. I tried to fucking put this thing on here, but it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just show you this picture that I made. How about this? It's not doing it either.
Nope, you suck.
Okay, yeah, I know. I don't get it. I don't get it. The fuck, bro? What the fuck, bro? All right, maybe it's in my downloads.
Yeah, you gotta throw it in there.
Let me look at my downloads. Recent.
It's very interesting content right here.
What do we got? What we're doing right now? Well, yeah. you're not saying shit either. Anyways, holy shit. I just minimize my stuff, man. This is what happens when we're unorganized or we want to talk about whatever we want to talk about. Any plans for New Year's?
No. No plans.
Whatever sound you're making, I'm sure the people would love for you to keep doing that. Love for you to keep doing that.
This one?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Jesus, holy Christ. Hey, dude, check this out. Remember those? Let's get on this drone stuff that everybody else is getting on, all right?
I think everybody's worried about it for no reason.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of mysterious drones and stuff all over the place. I actually want to go to like YouTube Shorts and look up drones.
Mm-hmm.
Look up drones here.
It's China.
Drones over New Jersey.
Drewins. Yeah, I think it's from China. Keep freaking out for the reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people are. Yeah.
That's fine. You can freak out too.
Whoa, dude. I'll show you this one. This one's crazy. Share screen. Share. Watch this one. You see this? No, not that.
Yeah, that
looks to that to Apple. Look at this thing, dude.
Mystery that's been described as what is that? Is growing. The FBI now investigating multiple FBI. Reports of unidentified drones flying over New Jersey. Some as large
I hear
as
it's
a small
they're
car.
Like
and today, a large drone seen here,
like
also described
bomb.
As the size of a small vehicle,
potential
flying over
like
a California event.
Radioactive material.
Lloyd Austin was in attendance.
Lost in New Jersey,
Rockaway, New Jersey.
The New Jersey drones, initially spotted
you know
in the northern part it's of the crazy, state, right? Now being reported further south. Sightings no. also now being reported in New York City.
Look at all
Staten
that shit.
Staten Island Borough President Vito Fasella calling on
people.
The FAA and FBI
it's
to expand
people,
their investigation.
Man. People. Just people.
Dick faces.
It's just dick faces. Dude, we should go out there with drones and go freak people out here, dude.
That one they said was in California. It was just that fucking dude that built that individual. Drone you can fly in. There's videos about it.
Okay. Well, aviation, shall we? 22.
You said.
You didn't?
No. It was all fucking.
No, it was not.
It was.
Yeah, but it's not like that in the fucking thing. But maybe on your side.
No, it's just you.
It's not me. It's not true. That's not true. Dude, let's okay, because we never share our screen for this when we do this day in aviation. Can you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, look at this. Ooh, December 12. 1964. let's see, Lockheed M21 with D21 in position for takeoff.
Mm.
December 22nd, 1964, at Groom Lake, Nevada, a Lockheed M21, a special two-place variant of the Central Intelligence Agency, A-12, Mach 3 reconnaissance aircraft, took off for the first time while carrying a D-21 drone. The pilot was William C. Park, Jr., Lockheed's chief engineering test pilot. Look at that. The Air Force taught me how to read. That's crazy, right? That's it. Look at that thing. What does that drone do, though? That's what I want to know.
I don't remember. Was I think it just, fucking super fast.
It was just like a test. It was just like a test drone.
I thought it had a camera on it also.
Oh, yeah. Is that detaching right there? Is that what that looks like?
Yeah, it comes off.
That's pretty cool, man.
Even faster.
Even faster. What else?
It goes ludicrous speed.
Oh, shit. Our radar's been jammed. Strawberry. Lone Star.
The raspberry.
The raspberry.
Only one person would give me the raspberry.
Lone Star.
Lone Star.
22 December 1964. Bob Gillian made a solo first flight of the SR-71A at Air Force Plant 42 Palmdale.
Oh, good old Bob.
Yeah, Blackbird flew higher than 45,000 feet and more than 1,000 miles per hour before landing at Edwards Air Force Base, 22 miles northeast to begin the flight test program. That's cool, dude. Is that at Palmdale? That looks like Palmdale.
It said Palmdale.
Well, right here, no.
It said Plant 42.
Well, I mean, it does look like what would have been there at the time, you know, circa. I wonder what's in that box. Do you think he put his porn in that box? Probably.
Oh, that's his fucking breathing shit.
You don't know. What did you breathe for him?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you did.
Prove it.
Oh, I'll try. Let's see. Is that 34. You? Who is that? 22 December 1954 at Edwards Air Force Base in the high desert of Southern California. Test pilot Captain Richard James flying a Lockheed Starfire. It's accompanied by the fellow test pilot and a chase plane, both of them in a Lockheed Starfire. The Lockheed 94 was the first U.S. production fighter aircraft to be equipped with a drag chute to provide aerodynamic braking on landing. There was a speculation that sudden deceleration via a drag chute might be useful during air-to-air combat. Mm. Captain's test flight was determined that what would happen when the drag chute opened while the airplane was traveling at 600 miles per hour. Good God. I mean, it's kind of like a spin chute.
Have we tested that before? On the new planes, you still test it.
Well, yeah, well, you test spin chutes, but this is like...
No, remember the 35 had the, for the cold countries? It was Norway.
Yeah.
They had the drag chute.
Dude.
And we had to test it in flight. See what happened.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Life magazine described the test in the following excerpt. Quote, A captain named Richard J. Harry was assigned to make the test. F-94C capable of flying 600 miles an hour. The plane was equipped with manual release so Harry could get rid of the parachute after testing the manual release failed. Harry could get rid of the parachute by detonating a small explosive charge. I'm not going to read all that. Was it successful? It failed. No. Did he crash? Did he fail? Did he crash?
No.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Whoa. No. Okay. By this time, Captain Harris' flesh was on fire.
Oh. Why?
Holy shit. Maybe we should read this. As Captain smashed his fist on the canopy, a single Jeep. Oh, shit. Okay. What the fuck happened? Captain landed on the lake bed at almost the instant of the crash. The two planes, one burning, one under control, skidded alongside each other As soon as he came to a halt, App leaned out of his plane, ran over to Harry's. It was nothing but fire. The only part of the plane I could see sticking out of the flames was the tip of the tail. What the fuck? Maybe we should read that. Harrier, okay. Harrier got into his plane, took it up to about 20,000 feet, closely followed by a chase aircraft. Harry opened the parachute, began to tumble crazily across the sky. Then, as far as anyone knows, must have tried to manual release. It failed. Then, because he was cool, he was a cool, skillful pilot. Harry must have kept his head and tried the explosive charge, although no one is sure what he did. In any case, hold on, I'm gonna fucking change this shit. Changes. Just the perfect music to talk about a crash and somebody burning their feet off.
Somber.
The charge did not explode. By this time, Harry was plummeting out of control towards the dry lake bed at perhaps 500 miles per hour, with the other captain flying right beside him, shouting advice over the radio. His plane burst into flames, landed on the lake bed. Wow. Apparently, he's not tall now. Both his feet were burned off. Today, he gets around very well on his artificial feet. He's been promoted to major and will soon honorably retire from the Air Force with a pension.
What's his first name? Dan? Lieutenant Dan?
This might have been.
You ain't got no legs.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan. Hey, listen, let me tell. Okay, so the other day, this is crazy, dude. All right. I kind of want to check this out. But okay. The other day, December 18th, and I'm going to Wikipedia this right now. December 18th, I was at work. It was midnight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how there are lights that only work if somebody passes by them, like motion lights. You know what I'm talking about? If they've been off for a minute, they turn on for motion.
You're talking about like garage lights and shit?
Like the ones at work.
Or are you talking about airfield lights?
No. The ones inside at work.
Yeah.
Like those. You've been there late and you know it turns off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was like midnight. And in one area, nobody's been there for hours. Okay. And a light's on. And the big phone that they have in there is freaking out. I'm talking like making some weird fucking sounds. Like somebody's trying to dial out and it'll have dial tone for a second. And then it'll be like, dude, it was weird as fuck. Okay. Really weird. I'm talking, it was a paranormal fucking crazy shit. Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah. So we Googled this here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We Googled this. We said,
we Googled it.
We Googled it. All right. And
it said, what?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and this came up. It was December 18th, 1941. Mm-hmm. First local mishap. Okay? The first wartime crash took place when a B-26 twin engine bomber lost power on takeoff and struck high tension power lines in the village of Muroc, located on the western shore of the lake bed across from the army installation. The plane crashed 300 feet from the Muroc railroad station. Six men on the plane were killed. Exploding depth charges convinced some residents that the town was under enemy attack.
Ooh.
Yeah, crazy, right? That was the first local aircraft mishap on that date.
On the west side.
Bro.
Wow.
It was paranormal activity.
It was them.
It was them trying to communicate with ops.
Mm-hmm.
Ops. I said, hey, we're going down. We're going down.
Yeah, I believe it.
Calling all cars. That's what they were saying. That's what happened. Of course, it didn't sound like this. It sounded like this. Calling all cars.
Car ramrod.
Car ramrod. You could hear it a little bit too. Like you could hear like a voice would come through for a second,
radio.
On the phone.
The loudspeaker phone.
No. It was a big phone that they have in you know what I mean, that other room where the pirates like to stand in.
Yeah, the radio.
But it was a phone. It's the phone.
Ops phone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going crazy.
Must be a ghost.
It was, dude. There was voices coming through it, bro.
Did they say 7 days?
They said, why is the rum always gone? No, M. I was like, we were like, let's get the fuck out of here, bro. So we were getting ready to leave, and then the light turned off.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the fucking phone stopped.
And then
we left out of that motherfucker, and they followed us to the parking lot. Yeah. Yeah, dude. No, it was crazy. It was crazy. I never heard anything like it. It was paranormal activity.
I believe it.
Thinking of talking about this day in aviation history, it was crazy, dude.
That whole place is haunted.
Yeah. You mean the whole base?
No, I'm talking about the hangar. Been in there mopping alone. By yourself mopping. You hear weird noises.
Yeah. I've had when I'm going back by the fishbowl, you know where the fishbowl is?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm going back there to go into the bathroom, I've heard fucking boots coming up behind me.
Bootstrap Bill.
Like, you know how like people walk suddenly, yeah. You know what I mean? I've heard them coming up behind me. And I'm like, oh shit, no. No, but it was just regular. It was regular boots. Taps would have freaked me the fuck out. They would have freaked me out even more. I would have been like, yes, sir. Sir, training on reports is on. You know? But no, it freaked me out, dude. And nobody was there. It was just me because I was on the 312 shift, right? So I was there at fucking...
Yeah.
I was there at ungodly hours.
In my bathroom, right by the door, the hangar door.
Yeah.
The phantom shitter. Always stinking up that bathroom.
Dave, Ned, you know what? The phantom shitter hasn't hit in a long time.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're gone. They must have left.
After somebody leaves.
Yeah, they must have left.
No more phantom shitting.
Phantom shitting. Gone. I haven't no more Subway in the bathroom.
Mm.
Yeah. Not that I've seen.
Not that you noticed.
Not that I've noticed. But they did redo that bathroom. It's very nice. Mm. Very nice. Yeah. It was crazy, dude. It freaked me out. But that's not the only time I've ever.
Pretty sure this house is haunted.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Nice.
Always seeing like weird stuff out of the corner of my eye.
Yeah, what happens?
Just like shadows. You're like, oh, no, nothing's there.
Dude, the house in Arizona is haunted for sure. Yes, like the old lady that used to live there, that my wife, the way that we got the house is, my wife cleaned this house for this lady, right? She worked for a company, cleaned this house. And when the lady died, she gave it to my wife's boss because that's the only really only person she had around. So she's like, here, take this house, whatever. I don't know how that worked. But anyways, we got it as far as renting. because my boss was like, or her boss was like, hey, I need to rent this out. Ooh. And so, yeah, my wife was like, hey, we need a place. So what's up? Anyways, first night we were there, dude, 3:45 p.m., the entire fucking, all of the fire alarms started to go off. All of them. It was crazy, dude. Crazy. All right. Fire department comes through. They're like, yeah, it's okay. We're used to coming to this fucking house because apparently they went to that house all the time. Like their security system would just call them. They would just show up. Yeah. So anyways, when you go into my room, like you could smell like somebody smoking. Like somebody's sitting there fucking smoking a cigarette in my fucking bedroom. Yeah, it's strong as fuck. You know what's even crazier? The lady that died there, because she died at the house. The lady that died there, my wife's boss had the ashes and poured them out in the backyard.
Ooh.
They're fucking, yeah.
They're everywhere.
They are. Well, they're behind the wall, but they're out there on our property. And still, like, it's fucking crazy, dude. And so we get this shit all the time. Like, the other day at 3:00 in the morning, the fire shit went off for no reason. For no reason.
Because the ghost is smoking in the bedroom.
It's a ghost is smoking in my bedroom.
Or someone else is smoking.
Or someone's up in the attic smoking. Mm-hmm. Someone's living in the attic. Yes. Yeah. And my wife was like home one day by herself and was like, heard a lady's voice, like, say her name. And then she's like, hello? And she's like, oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Barbara. Or no. No, it didn't say her name, but it was like, hello? She's like, oh, shit. I'm getting the fuck out of here. In the middle of the day, nobody was home but the dogs and her.
The dogs know how to talk now.
The dogs go crazy at stuff in the up top. You know, they look at the roof or whatever, and they fucking go crazy in, like, the corners. You ever seen that? Yeah, have you ever seen that? They'll look up
in the corner.
They'll look up at the roof, and they'll fucking start barking at something.
Because there's a ghost up there, all Spider-Man.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Let's see what else happens this day in aviation.
Speaking of that, look at my shirt.
What does it say? Dare to keep kid. Oh, hell yeah, dude. That's what's up.
Bring it back.
I'm bringing it back. Tell you what mine says. My back hurts. Mine says, there we go. You see it? I don't like
my mornings.
Or mornings. Or people.
Or any of it.
I don't like anybody.
I like you.
Jeez.
You know who I don't like? Are those two fucks that disappear all the time.
Yeah, those two fucks disappear all the time. Well, you know what?
6 p.m. friends.
If you guys leave some comments on this video, insulting them, we will say those insults to them.
Yeah.
We will read those insults on our next episode. You can burp in the fucking, well, who cares, dude? They dig it. They like it.
They love it.
They do love it. Yeah, leave some insults for those two, and then we will read them live. We can do it live, and then read, just have a roll call where we're just trashing those two, thanks to the audience.
Yeah,
because they're dick faces right now.
They're too good.
They've got dicks in their faces. What else?
Disrespectful.
Dick-respectful.
They're so dick-respectful.
Dick-respectful. Holy shit. All right, what else we got here? Okay, another This Day in Aviation. December. I got to share the screen. People like to see this stuff. We are on YouTube. Don't forget that. That's why I'm sharing the screen, because we are on YouTube.
The YouTubes.
But I'm also reading it to you, because on audio, you can't see what I'm doing. So if you'd like to see what we're doing, go on to YouTube and check us out. We're over there. December 22nd, 1949, North American Aviation Inc. Test pilot George made it first. Did you just bust ass into your...
Did you just bust ass into your
microphone? That's what it sounded like. It sounded like you just busted ass into your microphone. Let's see. Yeah, that's 86 Sabre. Nobody cares about those.
I think the first generation Sabres are fucking ugly as shit.
Yeah, they look like dog shit. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about Beechcrafts. Well, I mean, I guess we should.
Fly calming.
All right. Let's see what else we got. Let's stop sharing. We'll leave that one. Let's go to Air Force Times. You guys like the Air Force Times? I don't know if I like the Air Force Times, but let's look at them. All right. Navy Air Force cleared to fly Ospreys after inspecting gears.
Again, they were grounded?
Yeah.
Apparently. Oh, was this because of the crash like months and months ago?
Which one?
The one off the coast of Japan or something?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Dude, that thing has more fucking kills than anything else.
I don't think it does.
The Navy and Air Force are now cleared to resume flying their grounded V-22 Ospreys after conducting inspections on crucial gearbox in the tilt rotor aircraft, and some are already back in the air. The military temporarily stopped flying some Ospreys on December 9th after a near crash in New Mexico in November. The Marines soon resumed its Osprey flights, but the Navy and Air Force kept them on the ground longer while they further reviewed what was causing metal components to fail. Naval Air Systems Command, or Nav Air, issued a bulletin to the fleet Friday morning, ordering crews to verify how many hours each aircraft's prop rotor gearbox had flown. If an Osprey's gearbox meets or exceeds a particular number of flight hours, Nav Air would not say how many due to operational security concerns, and can resume flying under limitations issued in March. But if the gearbox is found to have fewer flight hours, it will have to fly under a new and stricter set of limitations. Wow.
OTIs.
Yeah, it was the fatal crash of Air Force CV-22 near Japan in November 2023. That was caused by a cracked gear, which had impurities called inclusions that weakened the metal. Similar metal weaknesses may have also caused a near crash near Cannon Air Force Base last month. Dang, dude.
Wasn't that built by Boeing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Weird, huh? Surprising. Weird. No, it's not surprising whatsoever. This was also built by Boeing. Built back better by Boeing. Doodly doodly doo.
Surprising.
Oh man.
Boeing.
Yeah, Boeing is kind of crazy, man.
They got all kinds of weird shit going on.
Yeah, Boeing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've yeah. Oh, check this out. Well, look at what they're doing. Look at what Air Force is doing. Because their recruiting is probably fucking down. Okay?
Yeah. What are they doing?
Air Force expands waivers for recruits with asthma, food allergies. The Air Force has expanded medical waivers to cover asthma, food allergies, and hearing loss in an effort to boost recruitment. I told you! According to Air and Space Forces magazine. Recruiting services, accessions, medical waiver division decided to expand tolerances. Yeah. asthma, food allergies, hearing loss have the highest number of waiver requests for the service. You know, the thing is, it's like you have hearing loss. If you're in maintenance, you don't need to hear anything anyways.
You don't need to hear anything anyways.
So if they have hearing loss, they're automatically going to fucking the flight line. They're like, here you go. You need EPs? Don't worry about them. You don't need them. That's kind of,
I understand that, but like asthma, why would you let people with asthma in?
Yeah. Nah. I don't know. I don't know, man.
I don't get it. Food allergies? No, nope. You're fucking done.
Yeah. What else? What else is going on? U.S. troops doubled in Syria before Assad's overthrow, Pentagon says. Whoa.
Oh, did you hear about the F-18s that crashed over there?
No.
Friendly fire. Two of them.
No fucking way.
Yeah. One of the boats, the USS something, got them out of the sky.
What? We're okay.
Yep. F-18, they were...
F-18 shot down.
Yeah. They were dropping shit on the Houthis. Yeah.
Wow.
They both survived. Like, both the pilots ejected. They're good. But
yeah, but that's still fucked.
Yeah.
Two U.S. Navy pilots shot down over Red Sea in apparent friendly fire incident, U.S. military says. Two U.S. Navy pilots were shot down Sunday over the Red Sea in apparent friendly fire. Blah, 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 blah. Well, what the fuck happened? Who did it?
We did. The USS something or whatever shot them. Yeah, they're from the Truman, but they...
Oh, USS Gettysburg.
There you go. Ground missile cruiser.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was in their fucking battle group, too.
Holy shit, dude. They're going to... Hey, they're going to... That person's going to be promoted.
Fucking A. How could they do that?
Wow, dude. Wow, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Let's see what else is going on in the U.S. Let's do some current events, man. Current events. Nuclear bunker sales are booming. Despite warnings, they aren't going to provide protection. Of course they're going to say they don't provide protection because, you know, they don't want them buying it because they want the rich to buy it.
The riches.
Oh, Party City to close its doors. This company files for bankruptcy. Hope you guys aren't planning on going partying. let's see what else. Wow. An architect designed custom clocks for Pennsylvania's capital a century ago. They're still ticking. Just so you guys know. Weird, huh? Let's see what's going on in the world. All right. AP. I don't even know who these are or who they're affiliated. German authorities received tip-offs last year about the suspect in Christmas market attack. Wow. Yeah,
dude in the
they
car.
Always do. Random they down. Always they always receive tips and then they're just like, meh. Canada. Yeah, I don't
know.
Reshuffles his cabinet as resignation calls mount. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently he's a dictator or some shit. I don't know. What Trump's decision? No, I'm not talking about that.
Korean president got impeached.
Oh, he's gone because he fucking... Yeah. He did that one deal for... what was it? The martial law for like 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was like 6 hours. Yeah.
Why do you even do that shit?
That was the day after I left. He declared martial law.
Huh.
Because he won their election and nobody liked him. So he's like, I'm declaring martial law. Keep everybody from rioting.
Oh.
Then he got impeached.
Wow. Approximately, look at this. A million taxpayers will soon receive up to $1,400 from the IRS. Who are they? Approximately 1 million taxpayers automatically receive special payments of up to $1,400 from the IRS in the coming. The money will be directly deposited in an eligible bank. No, I think they're full of shit.
Yeah. Why? What'd they do?
I don't know, man. It's probably some bullshit over some bullshit.
Bullshit over some bullshit.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you can never really trust the news.
No. Don't trust them.
Let's see. U.S. Air Taxi. Whoa.
U.S. Air Taxi.
Yeah, there's a few things here. Okay. Maybe I should change this fucking song. It's getting crazy. We're getting down here. All right. U.S. Air Taxi startups ramping certification and manufacturing efforts.
Oh, really?
U.S. Air Taxi companies move forward this week on plans to certificate, manufacture, and commercialize a new class of electrical aircraft. That's dumb. All right, let's go to the airlines. See the airlines have to go on here. Okay, we're getting out of here. Let's go here. The war zone.
Damn shame.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what's going on here. I mean, I guess we can talk. What have we talked about airplanes the whole entire time? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Only airplanes. That's the only thing we talked about.
That's only we've talked about airplanes.
That's all. We've talked about.
Yeah. What else? What else are we talking about? What are you hoping to get for Christmas, dude? An airplane model.
Maybe.
Model airplane would be kind of cool.
Motorcycle stuff.
I want motorcycle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
More model airplane. Oh. You know what? Rain. It's what I like to drink. I'm out of it, so I really want some more.
All of it.
Okay, what else? What else we got? What else you want to talk about? Let me see. Oh, let me go to Aviation Week here. Oh, what? Shit. What's this? I don't even know what that is. This fucking electrical thing hit me up the other day for a job. I was like, nope.
Electricals.
Yeah.
What kind of electricals?
I don't know. Probably a helicopter or some shit.
Kind of electricals?
Or I think your kind of electricals, but I think a different job. It wasn't your company electricals. It was something else. You know, I'm just too cool.
Start with an A.
Probably. I'd have to look. It's like Apex or some shit. I don't know. I'd have to look. I forget. But yeah. What else, man? What else is going on? Talk about drones for a second. They're nothing to worry about. If you're freaking out about drones, don't freak out.
Don't worry about drones.
They're unmanned. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you think they're aliens, they could be aliens. But don't freak out. All right. We talked about ghosts. paranormal activity that happened. It was real. What else did we talk about?
I got 10 gallons of mead brewing right now.
You got 10 gallons of mead brewing right now?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I want some.
Wait. I can't wait.
I want some.
And I have another 2 5-gallon carboys empty. I might start another 10.
Nice, dude.
20 gallons.
20 gallons of mead. What does that actually come out to? Like, once it's all like done doing the thing, does it come out to actually 20 gallons or a little like less?
I'd probably lose like a half gallon.
Yeah, 1 half gallon, that's it?
Yeah, per 5.
Per 5.
Yeah, so 4.5. Out of each 5 gallons.
Nice, dude. A lot. It's a lot. How about working out? Still working out?
No.
Why not?
I've been busy traveling.
Right, but you're home now, so work out when you're at home.
Yeah, no, I will.
But I haven't been working out either. But our listeners, it's coming up at the end of the year, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start working out. Let's get in there. I bought some new supplements. I don't know if they're what they do yet because I haven't tried them. I'm scared.
Ooh.
Scared to try them. You want to go get them?
Were they pre or post?
They're like pro hormones. You know what those are? Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
Probiotic shit.
I'm scared.
Peptides.
They're peptides. Yeah, I'm scared. From Vintage Muscle. I'm scared.
So, I just take like testosterone boosters and shit like that.
Yeah, so I got one that it's a test boosting stack. Okay, it's a test stack. And then I got a shred stack.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm scared to take them because I don't know what the things are going to be. But other than that, I think I should just fucking send it and just be like,
just do it. See what happens.
Do it. See, and if I get shredded and fucking bow, and then like,
well, you need to not be lazy. You have to actually work out.
I know. But what's weird is like when I wake up, my back hurts, so I don't work out. So I have to work out at night.
Stretch it out.
I have to work out at night because that's by the time night comes, my back doesn't hurt anymore.
It's all in your head. That's why.
Shit, it is all in my head.
It's fake news.
It is, I just have to shove it out, right? Mm-hmm. Shove it out.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Send it. Let's get it going. You guys need it. I need to get it going. We all need to get it going. All right. Mm-hmm. Don't wait. Don't wait till the first of the year. Don't do that new year, new me shit. Well, remember, this is our segment, Fitness with Fat Boys.
Yep.
Just get in. Let's all start together. Let's all start together and talk about our fitness journeys. Leave it in the comments. Leave it. If you're just into fitness, you said, you know,
cool. Me too. I want people, but I know that if I don't, I'm getting super fat.
Your microphone is shit in the bed right now.
Only on your side.
No, I think it's all sides. You'll see.
It's not, though. Hello.
See, that one sounds fine.
It's not. No way. What? No fucking way, dude.
Why would my ears magically stop?
There's no way. They can't be.
Loose connection. I don't know. Something weird. Maybe it's me. I don't know.
It's got to be you because my shit hasn't not worked.
We'll see.
And I have Prime shit. You've got Amazon stuff.
Amazon Prime shit.
Amazon Prime shit. Hell yeah, dude. Again, listen, guys. We've been here for about an hour. Mm-hmm. A little under an hour. We'll go for an hour. One hour, and then we'll.
We got a minute and a half left to hit 1 hour,
and then we'll get out of here. But we want to let you guys know that we appreciate all of you. We appreciate even like, we dropped off a little bit because our inconsistency of creating content. But hey, that's life. Sometimes life happens. Last week we didn't put out an episode because I had a birthday and I was drunk over that weekend, and that's what happens, right? Just get drunk. And Blackbeard's been traveling, and the other two just leave snide comments for them in the comments, and we'll read them aloud.
You should put them on our social medias.
Just
put them there. Blast them.
Just blast those fuckers. So if you listen to this, go on our socials. You can even DM us, and we'll just DM us with an insult.
Yeah. And we can put all of them together.
You know what I was thinking about is starting a segment. And I think I already told you this. And maybe the listeners would agree. But if I start a Google voice number mm-hmm. and leave a messaging service where they, if they're drunk or whatever, it'll be called the wash rack, and they can just call, and then like they can, if they're drunk, they can leave a message and be like, fuck you guys. Or like if they need to get a secret off their chest,
yeah,
you know, if they like had an affair with their boyfriend's dad you know, or whatever, then they can leave that, you know.
Ooh.
And it can all be anonymous. You don't have to tell us your name. You can leave that. And then we mm-hmm. we talk about it on the air. And then, yeah, especially like the drunk dials will be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Just saying.
A good segment, bad segment. What do you think?
I think it'd be amazing. What do they think?
Yeah, what do you think? Have you ever seen the one where the dude was like, I put up a sign on if you wanted to become a cat?
No.
He's like, I put a number up and then a Google number up, and then he had people call in. You need to watch that on YouTube. It's fucking hilarious.
Hilarious.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get it here. I don't know if my audio also share tab audio. Yeah. Okay. All right. So here we go. I'm just going to stop feeding the ducks here for a second.
The ducks. Don't feed the ducks.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm going to share this with you guys.
Okay. Still ready.
Ready?
I'm ready still.
Can you see this?
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
So I put this sign up in Starbucks that just says cat lessons. And I put love cats so much you want to be one. This class is perfect for you. And I photoshopped a picture of me in a cat costume. And then I said, professional cat coach Jaren Myers teaches you the basics and starting to live your fee life. This 4-week course is for everyone, novice to professional. Your cat skills will be sharper than your claws. Oh, you'll gosh. Positively love this class and this instructor. Don't miss out. Call today. And at the bottom, I put the course schedule.
Oh,
week 1, we go over meowing and purring. Week 2, we go over napping and self-cleaning.
Have you ever seen
that? Week 3, very important, probably should be week 1, using a litter box. And then week 4 is passive aggressive love, which a lot of people online have told me that they've already nailed.
Oh gosh.
Mm-hmm. So
just wait till the calls. The calls are the best one.
Tear off tabs, you know, because you hang this up.
Why don't you just get tears to the good off, part?
And they say,
I had the cat daddy
with this number thing on it. And
is that a real phone number?
Yeah, it is. For
you
sure.
Made a real phone.
Here's the voicemail. Hold on. Let me play it.
Thank you for calling the Cat Daddy. If you're interested in joining one of our positively amazing classes, please leave your name, your chosen cat name, and the reason you'd like to join our class after the tone. We'll get back to you whenever we feel like it. We hope your day is perfect.
So I posted this last night at 9:30 p.m., and today I have 200 voicemails.
Holy
I waited
shit.
To listen to some of these because I wanted your reaction on them.
Okay.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
What? No!
Not a fan of the way that last meow sounded at all. Like a hard no.
I think it's funny.
Hi, my name is Matt. I think I'd like to go by... I don't know. I don't really have a good cat name. I'd really appreciate it if you guys might be able to help me out.
I just love a matter of fact, like a normal voicemail this guy was leaving, where he's just like,
"What do you think?
Hi, my name is Matt.
I think we did something like this. It'd be fun.
I'm just trying to figure this thing out. I'm new to the cat world. I want to be. I want to be a part of this scene, but I need your help. I need your guidance, Cat Daddy. Cat Daddy, help me.
Hey.
I was hoping to do these 4 weeks because I've kind of hit rock bottom.
Oh shit!
I really think that maybe some
kind of hit rock bottom would
really help me.
I've recently hit rock bottom.
Like this? What?
Peaches. My name is Peaches.
I don't want to hear anymore. I'm done with that one. I'm done with that one. I can't.
Stop writing essays. Whoa. With ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It sounds too AI.
That was a sign to stop.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I thought it was fun.
No,
I thought it was wrong.
That was horrible.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That was horrible.
You just don't like it because you didn't think of it yourself. That's all. That's all it is. Yeah, you just didn't think of it. That's why you didn't like it. Hey, listen, I'm trying to come up with stuff here, okay? Content, which means sometimes you got to dig deep and sometimes things don't go as planned.
No cat daddies.
No cat daddies. No, I'm just saying, like, we're not going to obviously do a cat thing, but, you know, put a voice. I don't know.
I understand.
You come up with something, fucko.
Video was not very funny. Okay.
You're going to go back and watch it. You're going to go back and watch it. You're going to be like, you're going to be like laughing.
Not to watch it.
You're going to laugh, and then you're going to go, this is completely. This is funny, but I'm not going to tell Mike that it's funny.
Just like when little Mikey would send me random reels, and I'd never watch them.
Oh, I send you random reels, dude.
Yeah, you're the other one.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't.
Parking not available because you're fucking scared, you little bitch. Like, I don't understand. Why? Are you the sweetest man on the planet whenever I fucking talk to you? But then on the text message, you're a fucking devil. You're a fucking terror. Like, it's weird, man. It's insane. I want to break your fucking neck when you're on the text message. But when I talk to you in real life, you're cool. You're always so nice. You're just the sweetest. Like, what's going on?
I love it. It's so much fun. Every time you're an asshole, I'm going to play that. Every single time. Listen to me. Listen to
so
us.
Sweet. So nice. Listen,
we appreciate you taking your time out of your day to listen to us ramble on about nothing, ramble on about everything.
All of it.
Please share with your friends, like, subscribe, share. Also, I did fix a Patreon here. Check this out.
Dare to keep kids off drugs.
You can go subscribe to our Patreon to help this very small third world podcast become a first world podcast.
Yes.
So we can go other places and do other things because we don't necessarily have all the gear to do so at the moment. Or should I drop my pen? You can go to patreon.com/hanger66podcast. That's patreon.com/hanger66podcast.
Yeah.
Go over there. Join for $5 and you get a lot of cool stuff.
Just $5. That's it.
$5 a month. We appreciate the people who have already joined our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Freaky Freeland. Tony and Goodyear, thank you very much.
Scummy Goodyear, Italian bearded old lady. Scummy
Goodyear, Italian bearded old lady. Should text him. Should fucking try and get him on.
He would have probably came on.
I could probably say, hey, but then we spend another hour on here. Yeah. Oh. So get him on next Sunday.
Yeah, next one.
Next, hold on. Let's.
Then fucking retard Rhino would show up, I bet.
Let's lock it in right now.
29th. Don't invite Rhino, though.
I'm not going to.
He's not. Quiet. Be quiet. What's up?
It's really quiet. I said, hey, man. Hey. I said, hey. Want to be on the podcast on the 29th? I said, let's go, Scummy. He's writing me right now.
See, he responds right away.
He responds right away.
Unlike those other two fuck faces. They're just not committed.
I'm going to be camping. Send me the link and I might join from Mexico.
See?
You got it.
He'll do it. From Mexico.
From Mexico.
The others won't even do it from their own fucking house.
Right?
Disrespectful.
This fucking respectful, that motherfucker. We can even get him on right now. You think just get on for a second?
I gotta eat.
Really? What are you gonna eat?
Something. I haven't eaten all day.
It's only 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
What are you gonna eat?
I don't know. Something breakfasty.
I gotta eat too. It's not gonna be breakfasty. I think I'm gonna eat some chicken, rice, and veggies. Yeah. I gotta work on some video stuff too. So I gotta release the B-47 today and get this fucking episode ready to release tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah. I try to tell everybody, hey man. And then I gotta do a thumbnail. So can you come up with a title right now for this one. Right now. I need one before you leave.
Ghosts.
Hold on. Let me write this down. Okay. All right. Ghosts
with no feet.
Ghosts.
And
no feet.
Drones. Drone feetless ghosts. Feetless ghost drones.
I love it.
And FULMR.
Drones. Feetless ghost drones. MLUR. What does that mean?
It means fuck you, little Mikey Rhino.
FUMLR, right?
No. LMR.
FULMR. Okay. Feetless ghost drones. FULMR. Yeah. And since drones are like trending right now, ooh, I'm gonna put that all over our fucking YouTube shit and all over our stuff. hashtag, and it's gonna be a part of the trending, and they're gonna watch it and be like, what the fuck is this shit?
2 second view.
2 seconds. Hey, let me turn on this special music. And can you take these people through where they can find us? Hold on. Let me turn it on here for you.
Getting ready. Come on over. Like, share, follow us on the Twitch, the YouTube, IGFB, Rumble, TikTok,
and X. And speaking of X, did you sign into our X last night?
I did.
You did? Okay.
Last night. This morning.
Last night. Because I got an email and it was like, somebody signed into our X. So I was like, oh, shit. But then I looked at the area. Phone. I looked at the area and it was you.
Yeah. Because I got a new phone.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Again, if you'd like to help out ourselves in the channel, go to patreon.com/hanger66podcast and be awesome. Just like we're awesome.
Yeah.
and just like, you're awesome.
Love us, like us, subscribe us.
Subscribe, share, and
thumbs up, hearts.
And just remember this song. That I don't remember this song.
I don't know the song.
Yes, you do.
And I shake your hand, ask you how your day was. You were up all night.
That sucks, I understand. Now, hurry the fuck up, cause I don't want to wait. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Step in 20 minutes late, cause I'm a pilot. Yeah. Don't give a fuck if I bring your jet back. Go three. Hell yeah, dude. Dos Gringos? Is that what they were called? Dos Gringos? You should go check them out. They're pilots.
I wonder if they're still around.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That'd be kind of cool. Maybe we could get them on the podcast.
Ooh.
Man, yeah. You know, you'd have pilots, maintainers. Yeah.
Everyone.
Woo. All right, then. We're going to get out of here, guys. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. Okay? We're going to get out of here. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Ha 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 ha!